Deuteronomy chapter 2 this morning, and I want to begin reading in verse 24, and then I'm going to jump over to the book of Jeremiah, and then I'm going to finish in the book of Romans this morning. So we've got several scriptures that I want to share with you today. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "Set out now and cross the gorge. See, I have given into your hand Sihon, the Amorite, king of Heshbon, his country. Begin to take possession of it and engage him in a battle." Verse 30 says this, "But Sihon, king of Heshbon, refused to let us pass through, for the Lord your God had made his spirit stubborn and his heart determined in order to give him into your hands, as he has now done." In verse 31, "The Lord said to me, 'See, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his country over to you. Now begin to conquer and possess his land.'" Now Jeremiah 29 chapter 11 is a very well-known scripture. It says, "For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Then you will call on me and I will pray and pray to me and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you seek me with all of your heart, and I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back from captivity, and I will gather you from the nations and the places where I have banished you, declares the Lord, and will bring you back to the place from which I have carried you into exile." Now the book of Romans, and in the last scripture this morning, another very well-known scripture, chapter 8, verse 28, it says, "And we know that all things work together for the good of them that love God and to them who are called according to his purpose." The word is that there is power in the tower. And I want to start by saying this to you this morning, to everybody that is here this morning: your problem is not what it appears to be. I want you to think of that with me. Your problem is not what it appears to be this morning. I want you to remember the story of the Israelites, and remember the story of them leaving Egypt and traveling. And then all of a sudden they come to the Red Sea. Now picture what's going on in their minds right now. They've been traveling. They've been told they're going to be delivered. But then they continue to walk and continue to walk, and they come up to a place right at the sea, and all they see is the Red Sea. They're thinking to themselves, "We trusted God all this time, and he's brought us to a dead end. Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here?" So they decided to set up camp between a place called Migdol and the Red Sea. So they camp there. And the very name of Migdol means this. It means a tower, a tower. So get this in your mind. So they decided to set up a camp between the Red Sea and a tower. Now think of this with me for just a moment. They didn't realize it, but they were exactly in the place where God wanted them to be the whole time. He had strategically placed them at that location. You know, I begin to study it and I begin to see this, that towers have always been used as points of lookout. Towers have always been used as a place where the defense of the people, that, that guards would climb to the top of these towers so that they could see the enemy coming from a long distance away. But this is not the only purpose that the tower fulfills. Towers during this particular time period were not only used as lookout points as the enemies approach, but I found out that these towers were also used as armories. These towers were a place that inside armies would stockpile weapons so that if the enemy would come, that they would have the weapons that they needed to defend themselves with against the opposition. And so I began to think this morning that everything that they needed to defend themselves against the enemy, it was in the tower. Oh, you're not hearing me this morning. Everything that they needed to defend themselves and defeat the armies and the enemies that were coming against them was already in the tower. In other words, they already had firepower in the tower. Well, let me tell you this morning, Solomon said this. Solomon said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And when you look at his name, you were given access to the tower. And I want you to understand and learn something with me this morning. There is power in the tower. There's power in the name of Jesus. Oh, you're gonna dance or you're gonna die this morning, church. See, the thing that I gotta get you to comprehend and understand with me is when you took on his name and when you asked Jesus into your heart, you were given access to the tower. See, I used to, bear with me, because if you've heard this story, then sorry, it's just the only stories I have. Give better offerings, I'll tell better stories. Bill, I used to work as a maintenance person at Lee University when Kimberly and I were courting. Dating. That's the first time I ever used the word court. That was it right there. And I remember she had a black Mustang, spoiled kid. I had a hand-me-down Ford Ranger. And I remember that we were driving around one time at Lee University, and it was snowing. Snowing in Dixie. That's a country song, I think. If not, somebody make it one. You can't use the word Dixie anymore, I'm sorry. But it was snowing in Cleveland, Tennessee, and we were driving around in her Mustang, and I didn't own a Mustang, so I wasn't cool. So I took full advantage of driving a Mustang, and, you know, I didn't know if this was going to work out between us or whatever, so I was going to enjoy driving this Mustang. And we were going around in the snow, and all of a sudden, this one guy, do you remember this? This guy took a snowball, and he threw it at the car. Man, when he threw it at the car, I didn't know if it had ice in it. I didn't know if there was a rock in it or something, but it was loud, Pam. And I was thinking, this fool just cracked this window. And I rolled the window down and I said, hey, which one of you did it? Who did it? And about that time, there was another snowball that came through the window, past my nose, and busted on the other side of the windshield. And I said, oh, no, you didn't. I went to Florida. Oh, you didn't either. So I got out of the car, and I didn't even park the car. I left the car in the middle of the street there on campus. And I took off, and I saw this guy, and he ran into the dorm. See, I didn't live in the dorm at that time. I had my own apartment. And so I watched him, and he went in the dorm and ran up to his room, and I took off one flight of stairs, and he was a little old skinny guy, so he beat me, and he went up, and I saw the door that he went in. And I said, uh-huh, I got you now. I know where you live. And what he didn't know is that I had the key to the campus. I had the key to every room, every dorm room on campus. I had the key to it. And so this little snot didn't realize that I had already had access to it. Now I'm going to stop there because my boys are in here this morning. And I don't want them to know and I don't want them to hear what I did to this poor kid. And I don't want them to know that as many times as I set this kid up for pure failure. I don't want them to know that I flooded out his room. I don't want them to know that I don't want them to know any of that kind of stuff. But see, the reason why I did it is because I could. The reason why I did it is because I had access. Now, you're thinking, this guy's off his rocker. You're right. But I had access to the room. I had access because I had the key. Now, the point that I'm trying to make to you this morning and get you to understand is this, that the moment you become a Christ follower in your life, you have access to the tower. You've got access. See, understand, I want to let you know that there is power in the tower for you to access at any time that you need it in your life. And the problem this morning is you've got too many Christ followers, too many church-going people that walk around and they're saying, my life is just a mess and I'm worried and I'm sick all the time and I need help. Listen, help is in the tower. I feel uneasy in my life and I feel like something's going on and my anxiety is bothering me and I just need some peace. Baby, there's peace in the tower and I just need a little comfort right now. I've got some things going on in my family. I've got some things going on my job. I've got some problems, some issues going on in my finances. Listen, the help is in the tower. But the problem is you don't realize that you already access the tower. There's power in the tower, and baby, you've got the key to it. Jaden had my phone the other day, and he was saying, Siri, hey Siri. Dad, why don't this phone work? And I got it from him and I said, hey Siri. And it said, yes. He said, how did you do that? I said, because it knows my voice. Oh. It knows my voice. Can I tell you something this morning? Your mountain knows your voice. And the tower knows your voice. And we'll access it by your voice. I know we've got things today. It does a facial recognition and a thumb recognition. But I'm telling you, when you call upon the name of Jesus, your voice accesses the throne of God. And the towers open up the moment you just cry out and say, Jesus, help! No matter what situation you find yourself in, you've got access to the tower. My God, I feel this morning. Not only can you find shelter and comfort in the tower, but also you can find whatever weapon you need to declare war on the enemy. You need healing, it's in the tower. Peace, it's in the tower. Whatever you have need of today, it's in the tower. If you come here this morning looking for a deep theologian sermon, you're not getting it today, because I'm just here to give you a general message to remind somebody today, there's still hope in the name of Jesus. There's still strength in the name of Jesus. There's still healing and still peace and still comfort and still joy and still deliverance. That the days of miracles are not over if you just learn to access and call upon the Lord. Come on, somebody give him a hand clap of praise if you believe that. There's power in the name of Jesus. Power to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the good news to the poor, to proclaim freedom to the captives, to release from darkness for the prisoners, to save people from their sins, to deliver the addicted, to heal the sick, and to speak life back into dead things. There's power in the tower. Turn to somebody and preach to them this morning. Tell them there's power in the tower. See, David as a young lad, David as a young boy, little zitty-faced David stood before Goliath, and he proclaimed these words, "Thou comest to me with a sword, with a spear, and with a shield." He said, "But I come against you in the name of the Lord." See, the world can bring anything against you that they want to, but you've got the real firepower that is in the tower, and you've just got to learn to access it to get whatever you have need of. See, David didn't say, "I'm coming to you with the name of the Lord." He said, "I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord." David wasn't just happy bringing the name of the Lord with him. Church, understand, it's not enough for us just to say that we know his name. We've got to wear his name. We've got to take on his name. What am I saying? You've got to understand, it's more than just saying, "I know him." Does he know me? Do I rely? Do I fully understand the power that is in the name of Jesus? Do I fully understand that when I have no other words to say, when I can't find the words to pray, when I can't find the things to try to express what I'm going through, do I fully understand that there's so much power in the name of Jesus that all I've got to do is cry out and call upon the name of Jesus? And in Jesus, he said, "If I be lifted high, I will draw all men unto me. Let my name be lifted high, and your enemies will be scattered." Why? Because there's power in the tower. And there's the name of the Lord is a strong tower. See, Pharaoh said, "They are entangled in the land. The wilderness hath shut them in." Pharaoh looked at the Israelites. He had already got his people together. He told the Egyptians, he said, "They've already been entangled in the land of the wilderness. They're already discouraged. We've got them where we want them. Now it's time to completely finish them and defeat them." Can I tell you something this morning? I want every child in here that you're in here this morning, I want you to listen to me. I want you to put your little notebooks down, your little video games down, because I want to preach to you this morning something. Don't look at me like that, mamas. Don't be getting on to my little Johnny. No, that's the problem, mama. We only have a short time with little Johnny and little Princess. And they need to understand something right now. They need to understand that this small time that we have with them called this life, they need to understand, and you need to understand, it won't be long before they're out of the home and they're making their own decisions. And I want to tell you something. I have felt a burden in my heart this morning that people need to know and need to understand today, from a small child into adulthood, that there's power in the name of Jesus, and there's an enemy that wants to defeat them and discourage them and pull them down and entangle them in the snares of this world. But they need to understand and learn today that whatever I'm going through and whatever I'm facing and whatever hurt I'm in and whatever trial that I'm being going through, I can call upon the name of Jesus, and angels will be dispatched out, and they will come and help me and take care of me. And when I'm over here and I feel all alone, all I've got to do is call out the name of Jesus. See, what you've got to understand is wherever you're at, the name of Jesus, the tower is most global. And so if I'm over here and I need help, I can say Jesus, and the tower becomes mobile in my life, and it's got whatever I'm in need of. Or it may be 3 years down the road and I'm in another situation and I call upon the name of Jesus. Guess what? It's still mobile. It still comes to where I'm at, and it's still got everything that I have need of. Come on, give him praise this morning. So, hear me, little Johnny. Hear me, little princess, this morning. You're not too young to learn to call upon the name of Jesus. See, it appeared that Pharaoh had them right where he wanted them. But in reality, they were where God wanted them to be. The whole time, behind them was Pharaoh and his army, which represents the past. Beside them, to the left and to the right, were mountain ranges, which represents their current situation. But in front of them was the Red Sea, represents the future, the unknown in front of them. They looked at it as a dead end, but God looked at it as potential. God looked at it as potential. The Egyptians saw it as a great, big, unsurpassable body of water, but God saw it as an opportunity for the miraculous. The devil, folks, will make you think that he's got you between a rock and a hard place, but in reality, you are exactly where God wants you to be. On one side, you have the power of the tower, and on the other side, you have the opportunity for the miraculous. So what I'm saying is, in your life, the thing that you're facing this morning, it's not as it appears. It's not as you think it would be. It's not that God is taking you to a dead end and now you're on your own. But what it is he set up an ambush. He set up an ambush for the enemy to come and the enemy to be drawn down to a place of a dead end. See, what you've got to see is Paul said this. Paul said, we are troubled on every side, but we're not distressed. Paul said that we are perplexed, but we're not in despair. Paul said we are persecuted, but we're not forsaken. Paul said that we are cast down, but we're not destroyed. Why? Because there's power in the tower. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. Because there's hope in the name of Jesus. Because there's help in the name of Jesus. It may look like you followed God to a dead end, but in reality, it's an ambush for the enemy. The Israelites, they're now standing at the edge of the Red Sea, wondering, well, what are we going to do next? See, some of you are at a place right now, you're wondering, what's next? Where do I go from here? What's my next step? What's supposed to happen next? And God speaks to them and says, you're going to go through the Red Sea. You're going to go through the Red Sea. See, if you ever find salvation, you must learn that you've got to go through the waters. You've got to go through the storms. You've got to go through the fires. But he made a promise. The promise is this: the waters will not sweep over you, and the fire will not burn you, and I will help you, and I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Why? Because there's power in the tower. There's help, there's hope, there's deliverance to break chains in your life, to bring healing upon your life, to bring miracles upon your life, and it's all in the name of Jesus. It's all in the name of Jesus. The Bible says in verse 15, and the Lord said to Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? He says, speak to the children of Israel. And here's what he says. Tell them they must go forward. See, if you've been serving God for any length of time, by now your reverse should not work. By now you should not have any backup on you anymore. You're full speed ahead. On Wednesday nights, we're talking about the armor of God. And I shared this a couple weeks ago. We're talking about the shoes of peace. We're talking about the breastplate of righteousness. We're talking about the belt of truth, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation. One thing I've learned about the armor of God is there's nothing to protect the back. There's nothing to protect the back end. Why? Because the children of God are not designed to turn around. You're designed to move forward. Through whatever situation may come your way, you're designed to move forward. You're designed when you feel like you're at a dead end, to trust God, to learn to call upon the name of the Lord, to know there's power in the tower, and that's going to give you the help and the motivation and the weapons that you need to move forward. And when you come to another situation, you don't know what to do, there's power in the name of Jesus to move forward again. There's hope, there's help that breaks every chain in your life. And the Bible shows us that the Israelites, they walked through on dry ground. They walk through on dry ground. There wasn't mud between their toes, on dry ground. And the next morning they looked back on the beaches, and there laid the bodies of their enemies that had been drowned in the night. See, what happened is the enemy had been drowned in their miracle. Y'all getting this morning? The enemy had been drowned in their miracle. It was an ambush that God had set up. It was a dead end for the enemy to get down there where God could destroy the enemy out of your miracle that he did for you. So I'm saying this morning, things are not as they appear to be in your life. Things are not as bad as what they look like in your life. If you will only learn to access, to use the key, to use the voice, to use the thumbprint, whatever you feel like throwing in, that will access the tower, the name of Jesus. See, you may be at a dead end right now, but just remember, it might be that God has set you up to destroy the enemy of your soul. And after everything is said and done, you're going to see your enemy drown in your blessing. Your situation is not what it appears to be. God has set up for a miracle. You may be in this house today and you're thinking, I'm at a place, I'm at a crossroads. The enemy's behind me. The circumstances are beside me. And the unknown is in front of me. And I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Listen. If you don't learn this now, you're going to kick yourself when you do learn it. And say, this is something I should have known many years ago. That I should have learned that there's power in the tower. And all I've got to do is call upon the name of the Lord. Would you stand?